This is the A2R Recovery Service podcast. Copyright Dave Cooper, all rights reserved.
Well, here we are on week one of our new course called Building Recovery. I want to welcome you. And just a couple of ideas as to what the course is about and how it's going to run. The first thing I want to say is that these podcasts, of which there are going to be several, are not meant to be representative of the course itself. They are just supportive. The only way to really do the course is to be there face to face. And I'm running it in conjunction with Inward House Projects. I do hope to arrange the course in other contexts later on. To say something about the course, which is a six-week course, we chop it up into three parts, so each part is 2 weeks long, and the first 2 weeks are based on a foundation, the second 2 weeks are the first floor, and the final 2 weeks are the second floor. Now, each of those floors, the foundation, first and second floor, represent different areas and achievements in recovery. So we won't be doing just three podcasts, though, because there are several subjects attached to each floor. But I will make it really clear on the title and the introduction to each podcast which floor it belongs to. So, for instance, the foundation part of the course includes podcasts on solidity, planning, and boundaries. These are the three big subjects on your foundation. The first floor will include the concept of rooms, the concept of relationships, the concept of lifestyle and communication. And finally, the second floor will include the concepts of goals, the concepts of limits, and the idea of the future. So I wanted to split those up so that each podcast wouldn't be too long and each one will focus on a particular subject. So if there's anything that you want to brush up on, you can just check out the podcast with that title, and that will help you to sharpen up your ideas and just reflect on some of the teaching that's happened in the course. So why building? Why are we building recovery? Well, I've been using this metaphor for recovery for many years, and it works as part of a communications-based approach to recovery. It will not conflict with any approach that you're taking to your recovery, whether you're in counselling, whether you are doing smart recovery, NA, AA, psychotherapy, whether you're with the drug service, whatever approach you're making into your recovery, this will not conflict with it, but will engage with it and will supplement it. So let's have a look at the idea of a building. Why does it work so well as a metaphor? Well, the first thing is the foundation, and that's what we're going to cover on this podcast. What is the function of a foundation? What does it include? What does it involve? Well, there's three aspects to it, and we're going to cover all of them in separate podcasts: solidity, planning, and boundaries. First of all, a foundation has to be solid. Now, if we transfer this as a metaphor into your recovery, we get an understanding of your recovery has to be on a solid foundation. But what does that mean? My understanding, and the way I use it, is that a firm foundation is something that you have achieved when you can say that nothing anyone can say or anyone can do can have you using or acting out anymore. Now, if that sounds like a huge achievement, well, it is. The foundation is not a small part of this recovery, or yours or anyone else's. It's actually a huge part. You might say, in some ways, it's the most important part. So that's why it sounds like such a huge achievement. For people who are listening to this and still have weak parts, so that they are sometimes triggered and feel compelled into using or acting out again, you have not yet created a stable platform. Now, why then isn't a stable platform the whole thing? Well, because there's more to recovery than just not using. There's more to recovery than just being stable in your lifestyle. But it is one of the most important parts. And when you think about a foundation for a house, you don't just build a big slab of concrete, solid though that may be. You have to plan. You have to plan for which rooms are going to be in the house. How big is it going to be? Where's the front door going to go? So the idea of planning comes into the foundation. We have to place the boundary walls, the foundation walls, exactly where the rooms are going to be situated. So the next thing we look at is, what rooms are you building? And these rooms are named by yourself, they're unique in all cases, but they generally follow certain patterns like family, intimate relationships, work, and so on. Now, when you think about those rooms, your foundation has to be solid in all of those rooms. And one of the ways that it helps to be planning these rooms is to know that this is where your weak area is. If your foundation is solid everywhere except in one particular room, then clearly, the first thing is the building's going to fall down. That's the first thing we should always understand about a weak foundation. And this is so important, because so many people try and build on a weak foundation. They try and do all sorts of fancy things and move on in their life and, you know, start relationships and run off back into work and all sorts of things without building a solid foundation. And what happens is that weakness, as they build more and more weight and responsibility onto that foundation, it starts to crumble. And inevitably, the whole thing comes down. And when it does, then we feel a failure, and we feel that's going to affect the ways in which we try to recover in the future. So it's really important, before we start building first floors and second floors, really important that we have a firm foundation. And that can be checked, and it can be worked on. So the way we understand our foundation is, number one, it's what everything rests on. Number two, it involves specific contexts and rooms where we're going to build our life, and we have to have the foundation solid in each one of these rooms. Finally, the foundation also includes the idea of boundaries. What is your property and what is somebody else's property? Now, anyone who's been involved in counselling of any kind probably knows something about boundaries, and they are so hugely important. A boundary line, such as a garden wall around this property, really just says one thing. It says, everything on this side of the wall is my property, and everything on the other side of the wall is someone else's property. Now, when we look at boundaries, we look at two things. Your side of the fence, but also the other side of the fence is someone else's, and it's someone particular. So we're going to be looking at boundaries and the idea that in every relationship there's a boundary line between your property and their property. And so, again, as part of the foundation building and making a foundation solid, we have to look at, where is our boundary line? Have we built it in the right place? Generally speaking, and the podcast will cover this in much more detail, but generally speaking, boundaries are either built too close to our property or they're built too far away. These are the only two mistakes we can really make. And if we build it too close, then that means we're making other people responsible for some of our stuff. So it's our property, but we've considering it to be theirs. If we build the wall too far away from our property, then the opposite is true. We're trying to take responsibility for some things that are really other people's. Now, again, it might sound too simple, but it is so incredibly powerful. When a person who's had their boundary lines in the wrong place gets them in the right place, it's miraculous in their life. So don't dismiss this, but rather engage with it. And as I say, the podcasts will really help you to sharpen this and help you reflect once you've had the lesson. So enjoy, get involved, do listen to these podcasts and maybe listen to them several times, and make sure you've picked every last little bit of usefulness out of them. So in the coming weeks, I wish you every success, and I look forward to getting to know you better and to giving you more of these useful ideas so that you can build your recovery. So once again, I want to welcome you to the course and to say that if anyone's listening to this accidentally, has just come across it, and you want more information as to how to maybe have the course in your area, or how have the course for yourself, then by all means, send me an email at dave@davecoopercounselling.org.uk and I will furnish you with details. Bye for now.